You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, what are you seeking first? That is the question. If you missed yesterday's show, be sure to go to the internet site and check on the archives. It'll be available up there for you. What did Jesus preach? That was the question we covered yesterday. Let me give you another verse. What was his message? Matthew 24:14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Did you know that Jesus preached the gospel? It was the gospel of the kingdom. Now, Jesus told us, of all the things we strive for, all the things we desire, the number one thing in our life should be the kingdom of God. And if you missed yesterday's show, that's Matthew 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." See, Christians, like everybody else, they seek first their spouse, their own personal happiness, financial reward, comfort, a new car, a new house, wonderful school for their kids, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Their own personal pleasure, their own personal gain. When we're supposed to, according to Jesus, seek first the kingdom of God. How many people out there that are Christians do you know that actually do it? We split up over all kinds of doctrines, disagreements. You'll have two churches, the same denomination, within a block or two of each other, and one congregation out of one won't step foot in the other one, and they're better than the one across the street, and they'll be happy to tell you why. But they read the same book, they believe the same things, but, you know, dress, calendars, modesty, drinking, you know, the list goes on and on and on. They'll argue ad nauseum, but do they concentrate on seeking first the kingdom of God? If we would do this, the rest takes care of itself. If we don't know how to seek the kingdom of God, where do we begin? Mark 12:28, "Then one of the scribes, having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all?" In other words, what's the greatest commandment? What's number one? Verse 29, Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." So the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you have spoken truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he." In verse 33, he says, "And to love him with all our heart and with all the understanding, with all our soul, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than the whole burnt offering and sacrifices." Now, when Jesus saw he answered wisely, he said to him, "You're not far from the kingdom of God." See, that was the point. Be sure to contact us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.